From the verb innovare, which means simply to innovate, to reform, or to change. But what is innovation? It's often tough to define, but we know it when we see it. It's a new idea, creative thoughts, new imaginations, methods, theories, it's bettering ourselves. But we take these actions often out of necessity. So what if we could harness the scrapper mentality, the hustler, the actions of those who are just trying to survive, and put it into everyday use? This is my passion project. I've attended some of the world's largest innovation conferences, developed the latest and greatest technology, and produced change within organizations who were built on and preach tradition. Now I'm here to help entrepreneurs and everyday individuals make small changes and establish a new normal through new methods, ideas, and standards to change your life forever. I'm Roy Edwards, and welcome to the Innovare Project.
I welcome you to Innovare. Yeah, this is where we innovate. This is the podcast where changes are made. If you're not growing, then you're dying. Innovation is the key to surviving. This is Innovare, where we ain't scared to make that change and create a new way, If you're ready to learn and sit back and just chill, it's about to get real, this is Innovare.
What's up, guys, and welcome into another episode of the Innovare Podcast. I'm your host, Roy Edwards. And if you guys are here for the first time, welcome on in. And if you are returning, listener, thanks for coming back. I hope you guys have done your homework here. We do have some housekeeping that we make sure every episode that, guys, if you are getting anything out of this episode, make sure that you are sharing it out with some people. We believe in the law of reciprocity here. So please like, subscribe so you get the latest episodes, and please share this out. This is a free podcast, and I intend to keep it that way. So guys, this week we are talking about something that has become an unpopular opinion. That is accountability. So there's a couple things that have come out in recent days where people are upset about some of the political rulings out in Oregon, whereas now there are certain things that are legal. And so now people have to become accountable for their actions because Big Brother is no longer there to slap their wrist when they make a bad decision. This is a little bit odd to me, and I'll go into that a little bit deeper. And then there's also the accountability side at work, where we have employers now who are saying that they can't wait to get back to the office because they want to know that their employees are doing their work, which is also odd to me. So you're saying that you don't trust Americans to have something legalized. You're saying you don't trust your employees to do their work if you are not standing over their shoulder. And this goes deeper into the trust of Americans, which there are some pretty crazy statistics, which I will reference later on in this show as well, that dive into just how untrustworthy we are of one another. And so I would like to just first say that if we want people to be accountable, we first have to give away trust. That's an unpopular opinion these days, that everybody just wants everyone to be accountable for their actions. But as I'll go into here, that accountability is the actions that one person can take when authority is absent. You cannot have somebody else take accountability for their actions if authority is constantly poking them to do the right thing. That's not accountability. Accountability is them taking responsibility for all of their actions on their own. So in order to let somebody do what they have to do to be accountable, you have to trust them, or you have to ignore them. Either one, I would say you would first have to trust, especially if we are talking about business and health and community. So accountability, that's the topic for today. Let's get started. Let's talk about accountability. So accountability is defined as the fact or condition of being responsible. So this means or has the meaning to take responsibility of something and taking ownership of it. It's defined as a duty to deal with something or of having control over someone. For instance, I'm responsible for my children and I'm accountable for their actions in public and at the grocery store. I can't stress that enough. If you are listening to this and you have children, you are responsible for your children and their actions at the grocery store, just as I am responsible for my children at the grocery store. Please control them. Anyways, another definition of this, and is probably my favorite, is the opportunity or ability to act independently and make decisions without authorization. And like I said, this might be my favorite definition of responsibility and accountability, and it's the one that we're going to touch on here today. And so to do this, I'm going to break the golden rule of conversation, and I'm going to talk about politics. Now, I've talked about politics before on this show, had guests, but I've never gotten into specific policy because I really don't want to get into it, to be honest with you. I don't care. You don't. Well, I do care, but you don't care about what it is that I care about, right? We're not here to talk about specific policy. And even today, I'm not going to say whether something is right or wrong. I'm simply going to bring it up and have a conversation around it. And so that has to do with this past election. And I'm not talking about the presidential election. I'm talking about that on November 3rd, there were multiple states who voted on a topic, and that topic being the war on drugs. And so this gave voters the right to criminalize hard drugs and marijuana in multiple states. And so the drug measures were among 120 different proposed state laws and constitution amendments that were on the ballot in 32 states. So a good majority of these states, in fact, I want to say that, and I could be wrong on this, but I want to say that there were 8 states that marijuana or hard drugs and decriminalization were on the ballot, and they won in all instances. And in all of these ballots in all of these states, this war on drugs won that war. And so I'm not here to tell you that drugs are good, because they're definitely not 100% not good. There's a ton of different reasons why they're not. I've seen them firsthand destroy families. And so it's not a good thing. And I will never, ever say that drugs are good. But what this vote does tell us is not that Americans think drugs are good. This is a vote more so on accountability. And so this is a vote that says that the members of our country will now be holding themselves responsible for their own actions. No, there are no more do it or Big Brother will throw you in jail, or there is no more do it because I said so. So in doing so, this opens the door for education about one's health, about what's going on, instead of the it's against the law conversation. This is a more broader conversation about how it affects yourself and how it affects others. And you can do a lot of different ways to replace that do it or else you'll go to jail or because Big Brother said so. And so how does this convert to business, right? This is an entrepreneurship podcast, and that's really what we talk about here, is not politics. So how does this convert to business, you ask? Well, great question. Thank you so much for asking. This, before I get into this slide where people think that I might be talking about how I'm some pro hard drugs person again, which I'm not. I am 100% not. In the end, you are accountable for you, and I am not accountable for you as an adult and as an individual. If you want to ruin your life and those around you after being told and shown of what happens to you, that is in fact on you and not the system. Now, that the votes have been tallied, it does appear that people are more forward thinking with hard drugs than they are with their own employees' work ethic and their performance. So there was a Forbes magazine article that pointed to the reason why they don't believe that work from home won't work past the pandemic. And it's because employers don't trust their employees, said the article. When asked, this one man, Peter Chur, and Peter, if I'm saying your last name wrong, I apologize. He's the head of macro strategy at Academy Securities, and he stated that employers don't feel that they have enough control. He said, to put it another way, it's not enough for you to do the work. They want to watch you do it also. And so if we can grow as a country and we have enough faith in one another to decriminalize hard drugs, I mean, Oregon allows it so you can essentially do anything, which is absolutely wild. So if we have enough faith in one another to decriminalize hard drugs because of this thought process of accountability, remember, the definition is the ability to act independently and make decisions without authorization, right? Without Big Brother. And so why can't we have the same thought process with our employees? These are the people that we write checks to every 2 weeks. These are the people that we've hired on and we've trusted with our livelihood in many instances. If we're a business owner, we trust and rely on our employees to earn us money so that we can continue to make a living. We're not employing people for the good of humanity. We're employing people because at the end of the day, a business is supposed to run to either help people or make money or do both. So your employers, you know, employees are not there as a charity. And so I would say if you are worried about your employees not getting work done because you're not watching, then that means you don't trust them. And if you don't trust them, then why are they working for you? About 3 in 4 Americans, so that's, I believe it came down to about 79%, think their fellow citizens have too little confidence in each other. That means that nearly 80% of Americans believe that they don't trust other Americans. Fully 71% think interpersonal confidence has worsened in the past 20 years. And about half, which was 49%, think a major weight dragging down such trust is that Americans are not as reliable as they used to be. Statistics from Pew Research Group back in 2018 and did an article on the state of personal trust. And so with that trust, this is where accountability can be formed. We can't have, people cannot have accountability if we don't also trust them. You can say that you are going to have accountability within your workplace and within your environment, but if you do not have trust in your employees, then that accountability can also cannot exist. And so I will tell you a quick thing about what we do at Capital Presence and how we do accountability. And so every day we have something called a stand-up call. And so that stand-up call, which we call our bricks, you have your 5 mission critical tasks that you need to get done for that day. Those 5 tasks could be as simple as write an email, call somebody, you know, something like that, or it could be as large as, you know, finish a war report or, you know, test out a bot or whatever it is that you're doing, right? So these 5 mission critical tasks, we go around the room, we say, okay, your turn, your turn, your turn, and we go through and we discuss these tasks. That is the only meeting that we have that day, every day. Now, there are some meetings that we have weekly or biweekly meetings. These are our sprints, you know, where we go in and we have check-ins, but it's on those individuals to get their work done. I'm not going to do, and I don't have the time to sit over all of their shoulders and to make sure that they are doing that work. That's where accountability comes in. But they have that accountability because I have that trust. And so that's where it gets interesting with this Pew research, where they said that nearly 6 in 10, so their number was 58%, believe it is very important to improve the level of confidence Americans have in each other, while 35% feel it's somewhat important to find ways to restore the trust. Now, this is a large problem, because if you substitute the word Americans and you sub in employers and employees, that's where the real problem lies. Because it seems like in ways we have been working on this trust with individuals, at least when it comes to ourselves and what it is that we want to do, we are trusting ourselves more, says this voter turnout. If we wouldn't have voted to decriminalize hard drugs if we didn't believe and trust ourselves that we wouldn't ruin our lives with them, right? So we have been, in a way, working on our internal trust. And so now it is time to work on that same trust with your employees. So when we are not letting our employees be accountable and we're not giving out this trust, whether it's to a spouse, whether it's to our children, whether it's to our employees, employers, one another, this is when things start to go wrong, right? We have to understand that we have to give the trust in order for them to have accountability. Otherwise, they don't have accountability because, again, let's go back to that original definition, that definition that stated the ability to act independently, meaning when you are not there, and make decisions without authorization, meaning you have to trust, you have to let the leash go in order for them to have accountability. These both have to happen. If you don't trust somebody, they can't be accountable, just like they can't be accountable if you don't trust them. So you need to loosen the leash a little bit so that you can see if they are being accountable. And so this leads to, if you're not doing it, at least to longer meetings, bosses looking over your shoulder, cheating spouses, fights, firings, you name it. Trust is a huge problem in this country and will continue to be a huge problem in this country until we understand that accountability and trust go together. So how do we fix trust? Accountability. How do we fix accountability? Trust. We have to understand that we have to be able to act independently and make decisions without authorization. If we can't learn to do the right thing when no one is watching, the problem's not with someone else, it's with ourselves. So I was just at a burger place. It was, I won't say what it was called, but I went to a burger place and I ordered my food and they gave me my drinks and I ordered it to go. And so my kids and I were drinking our drinks. And so I had my drink and I had the kids' juice boxes tucked in my sweatshirt because I didn't want to give them to them when they are at the, while we were waiting for the food. So we were waiting for the food to get ready. And then they called the number or the buzzer went off. And then I go up to pick up the food and they said, okay, you know, here's your food. He checks through it. He says, okay, all right, we got everything up. He orders some juice boxes and he puts the juice boxes on the counter. Now, for a split second in my head, I'm like, man, I'm getting free juice boxes here. This is awesome. But then, of course, I already have two juice boxes in my pouch. And so I think, you know, I mean, this was a split second decision. I say, hey, you know what? Hey, man, you already gave me these. Thanks. Right. And so he takes them back and he was taken back for a second. He said, man, wow, an honest man, which caught me by surprise because shouldn't we all be honest? Shouldn't me giving back juice boxes because he had already given them to us? Shouldn't that be the norm rather than trying to steal two juice boxes? He was of the impression that more people would have taken them and run than would have given them back. And that starts internally. I'm not some saint. I'm not trying to say that. But what I am saying is that you should have that internal discussion that I had with myself to say, I already have these. I can take these, but should I? That's accountability. The trust that he laid out was, I trust that he has not gotten his juice box and I'm going to do the right thing and give him his juice boxes. Therefore, it relied on me, accountability, to then either take those juice boxes and do the wrong thing or give them back and do the right thing. So as we move forward over this next week, 2 weeks into the holiday season, give a little bit more trust and take a little bit more accountability. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Innovare Podcast. You can listen to all episodes at InnovarePodcast.com, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever your podcasts are found. If you enjoy watching podcasts, check us out on YouTube for a visual behind-the-scenes look at all Innovare Podcast episodes. We have recently released a community of entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook at Innovare Mindset. That's Innovare Mindset, to join the private group of entrepreneurs changing the world. Until next time, guys. See ya.